Lamar.
Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Okay, the improvement. Well, we're old. I'm 79 and my husband's 84. But we just feel like we can do things without getting as tired, because we were getting really tired. We've both had serious surgeries in the past, not too long ago, and we were just really depleted, and we're very active people. And we just feel a lot better, a lot sharper. I just, in general, a lot better. I wish I'd have known about this product 20 years ago because I wasted a lot of time.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to place your order. Shipping is always free, and don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
In a world where you can be anything, be someone who doesn't repeat media soundbites. The show starts now.
The world today has 6.8 billion people, new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
New threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated. Decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, anyway.
Yanukovych then fleeing after we had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City.
Of course, President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
The number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
So we have to prepare for a more angry world.
So do you believe them when they tell you who they are? Do you believe them? I think we ought to start, do you think? Hi, Uncle Milty, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We have Chrisanne Hall to kick off this show today, and I'm really excited because she's always really fun. How are you, Chrisanne Hall?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. You know, when I hear those people and I hear Bill Gates being very specific about a guess, I know exactly how this is going to go down in a few years. Let me tell you the details. And then you have a bunch of people that are telling you who they really are. When do we finally believe them? I mean, when do we finally, that's called the waking up. I think it's you finally believe what they're actually telling us because they're actually telling us all the time. I don't know.
Well, I don't want to be cynical, and I hope this isn't cynical. This mm-hmm. is really supposed to be the opposite of cynicism. But I think what we really have to recognize is that there will always be some people who will drink Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. There will always be a segment of the population who simply cannot accept truth because it shatters the foundation of everything they've believed.
Right.
They cannot spiritually, psychologically let go of what they think makes them whole. And so what we have to recognize is that we must continue to tell truth.
Mm-hmm.
We must continue to expose lies regardless of who refuses to be a part of that.
Amen. We're talking with Chrisanne Hall, constitutional expert and attorney. She travels all over the country talking weekly, every week for like 12 years, about the Constitution and educating our sheriffs and everything else. And I know Uncle Milty kind of had a question for you, too.
And not so much a question, but, you know, we hear so much about the election, the presidential election where Biden mm-hmm. was elected.
Uh-huh.
And we hear about how, oh, no, the liberal progressive progressives say it was a secure election. But today, Rachel O'Leary Carmona, the executive director of Women's March, said on Fox News
Women's March
that it shouldn't belong back in the states because we can't trust the elections to decide on abortion.
Are we going to believe these people? Anyway, what are your thoughts on that? Wow.
Well, you know, I think if you extract from that the real attack, you can identify where the real solution, where the real threat to their power is, and that's at the state and local levels.
Mm-hmm.
They are absolutely terrified. And can I tell you, they've been terrified of that since 1828. These people who have been fighting for, and this ideology, these people in these factions who've been fighting for nearly two centuries to eliminate the check and balance of the people through their state and local governments, to consolidate power mm-hmm. into a central government, to eliminate the partnership of the states and create a consolidation of one government, which makes us the weakest government on the planet. And they're absolutely terrified of that. And I'm going to tell you, that's why you see all the propaganda, what I call the panic propaganda mm-hmm. that you see today
right.
Before the midterm elections, so that the people will be focused on the federal government and stop working, as we have been for 10 years now, on restoring state and local. And that's because we're winning. Mm-hmm. We're actually doing this. COVID proved to the people just how important their state and local governments are and just how powerful they are. Think about all the sheriffs that refused to shut down, even though the governors in the states like New Mexico had hissy fits, right? Mm-hmm. Think of the governors who refused to shut down states. Think of the local governments that said, no, we're keeping our place open. And this power is growing, and they are terrified of the proper reassertion and redivision of power in America.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't say any better than that. So let's talk a little bit about the WHO, because we talked about this last mm-hmm. week, and I know you received a lot of flack for this. It isn't the first time, because the messages on the right can be sometimes as dangerous as the messages on the left, not in the same way, but in a different way. Did you want to talk about the WHO?
Well, it is sort of the same way, because it really boils down to the kernel of one thing, and that's power.
Right.
And so you have the establishment right, you have the establishment left. They're really the same team. I call them the establishment, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no establishment right, establishment left. They're all the establishment. And they must survive with this large centralized power. And when you have this panic propaganda that they put out, the exaggerations with the eliminations of solutions, what it really is supposed to do is distract the people from where their real power rests.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage and to encourage them to focus on things that will fail. So the whole, I'll give you a WHO update, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole WHO stealing our sovereignty thing this month in May is a complete panic propaganda. And we have been so successful in turning this narrative that they're lashing out like a bunch of rats in a corner at me, and they're throwing up the most ridiculous, and I'm telling you, I'm hearing it from conservative talk mm-hmm. show hosts, from conservative Republicans in office. I mean, it's just nuts.
Yeah.
All of these lies about how the WHO treaty exists, it does not, how they don't have to have two-thirds of the Senate to approve an amendment, yes, they do, and all of these things, it's just so amusing, because what these right-wing propagandists are doing
mm-hmm.
is defending something they want the people to think they hate and fear.
Yep. Yeah.
So we are supposed to be terrified that that Biden is going to overturn the sovereignty of America, and there's nothing we can do about it but to call our congressmen. But when we show the people where the true defeat of this is. You don't have to be panicked. You don't have to have only one solution that will fail, because the Congress is not going to do anything about this. They're not going to do jack about this.
Right.
But when you show them, yes, even if this were a treaty, it's not a treaty. It's an accord, which is not a treaty. And even if it were a treaty, any amendment to the treaty would have to be done through two-thirds approval of the Senate. Anything that asserts otherwise would completely nullify the entire constitutional treaty process and is completely and totally absurd. Let me tell you this, Kate. If Congress wants to amend a law they've passed, they have to go through the entire lawmaking process, House, Senate, presidential signature. The treaty process is no different. And to assert that it is even more absurd than saying your only option is to call your congressman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I feel
but
gaslit.
But they're defending it. They're trying to defeat the solutions. Then they're actually defending the action. And it's just, it's amusing to me because it really, really exposes who they are. They're not opposed to this overtake, this, you know, this treaty, this accord agreement. I'm trying to correct my language, not to encourage them. This accord agreement, they're not opposed to it. They want to keep it because it sustains the establishment power through generations.
Amen. I'm so glad that you're, it's hard to do this too, because it's much easier. It's like low hanging fruit to wade into this and go, yep. And I feel gaslit a lot. And I'm trying to always look at every single headline. Am I being gaslit? Am I being gaslit? Because it's so prevalent on the right now. And I wish we could see it.
It is
more.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's all political propaganda, political manipulation, and people really need to address these things from a logical, critical thinking perspective.
Yeah.
And it's so very sad to me, Kate, when I see the people who are promoting this and who are actually attacking the real solutions. I think a good number of them are so full of pride that they can't, you know, admit that maybe they didn't get it right. And they have to correct something. I think maybe some of them are so addicted to the panic propaganda for the funding of whatever they do, right? It's all about donors, and fear drives donor bases to give you money to fix their problems.
Right.
And there's people who really don't understand how the treaty process works, don't really understand how the Constitution works. And they're sucked into an unsuspecting spiral of defeat and discouragement. And it simply doesn't have to be that way.
You're right. In fact, Suzanne Sherman, another attorney, a constitutional attorney, she goes, a constitutional conservative, that's what she called him, is currently trying to school me on how the GOP is all we have to preserve the Constitution. His gotcha question was asking me which of the two parties was seeking to ban abortion nationwide. I thanked him for proving my point.
Exactly.
Amen. It's so true. Exactly what you're saying.
And it's this, and you know what's really kind of,
you got 20 seconds.
As a historical nerd.
Yeah.
George Washington predicted this in 1796. And he talked about the factions, how the factions would be the defeat of liberty in America. Yep. Tribalism really, really kills.
Amen. Chris Ann Hall, ChrisAnnHall.com, LibertyFirstSociety.com. Thank you, Chris Ann. Be right back with Alan Stevo.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented figure exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.